Thanks for listening to the Voice Ministries podcast. To get more information about Voice, or if you are blessed by this message and want to sow into our ministry, go to our website at voiceministries.com.
Because what I'm about to share just very briefly is so huge. And it's huge in your life. You might not even think that it is. But it has everything to do if we're going to be able to fulfill what God has for us individually, as a family, as a people. What you were handed was a prophetic word that Josh Petrillo sent me. And I just had it copied out so that you would have it. It was from, I believe, I don't know if it was Elijah List or where it came from, but it had everything to do with what I was going to share this morning. So I read it yesterday and this morning, and it was just, I was like, I want to get this in their hands because there's an urgency right now. And that urgency is this. If we allow offense to have its way in our life in any way, shape, or form, it is going to destroy you. And I don't care if you're a teenager in this room, I don't care how old you are. Offense is so huge, and Jesus warned us so much about it. And I believe that that's exactly this whole service right now, this whole gathering together, is God trying to draw light onto something so that we make sure that we check ourselves. We know that we're not living in offense. And I was asking the Lord about things within me. Lord, show me every area that I still have in me that might have some sort of offense about people or myself or my family or anything. And reveal your heart and let me give this to you. Let me repent. Let me lay everything down. And my concern for the body of Christ is that this offense is so stealth. It's so subtle. It can just creep into your life in a small word that's spoken and become a major thing in your life and hinder you and hinder your family. But one of the thoughts that I had and I felt was biblical was that we can live from an unoffendable heart. We can live from an unoffendable heart. Jesus can give us a new heart. And we can live fully and absolutely in the heart that Jesus gives us if we'll be willing to do that. Sometimes offenses come because we expect people, get this, we expect people to fulfill things in our life other than expecting and allowing God to fulfill things in our life. And that's where offenses begin to happen. You let me down. You didn't do this. You didn't do that. When really the ultimate fulfillment of our soul and our hearts are always going to be with Jesus. He is the only one. What did we sing today? All I need is you, Jesus. All I need is you. And today I want to encourage all of you in this room to let everything fall by the wayside. And run as hard as you can into the arms of Christ. And trust Him with everything. Absolutely everything. It doesn't mean that as God's people we're not supposed to help each other. We are. And to encourage each other. But our validity comes from knowing Him. Our security comes from knowing Jesus. So watch what's going on around you, what's happening in our nation, what's happening in the world, because the enemy wants us to live in the place of offense. When Jesus, everyone in this room knows that when Jesus truly becomes our ultimate security, we can live in the place of peace. We can live in the place of love. But I'm asking you today, I'm asking the Holy Spirit to reveal, is there someone that you're offended about? Is there something that someone's done something that someone said? And can you be willing today to give that to Jesus? Because if you can, then everything's, the unlimited possibilities are amazing in Christ. But remember, don't live in false expectations of other people. Live in the hope of Jesus. And that's what he's trying to show us today. You guys are so important to him. He loves you so, so much. And he's saying, I want to reveal all of this to you. And I was wondering, God, do you want me to share this message? Well, it's been shared throughout the whole time as we've gathered here. The Holy Spirit is highlighting things within our lives. If you look at Ezekiel 36, 26, this is why I believe that God says, I have a new heart for you. And it says, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. And I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. I never really fully understood that, but now God has shown me that through the Holy Spirit and through Jesus, that Jesus can make my heart brand spanking new. And I can walk this out in him. He gives me a new heart. And he gives me a heart when it's his heart, I'm unoffendable. But I can tell when I have offense in me or I have some unresolved things, because it's easy to trigger me. And I'm not just talking about unrenewed areas of my mind. I'm just talking about living from day to day. And then all of a sudden, boom, something hits me. I want to have an unoffendable heart. Jesus wants you to have that. And in Matthew chapter 24, Jesus really warns about it. He really tries to drive it home. We need sound doctrine, yes. But he's saying, I'm telling you this, if you get offended, guess what's going to happen? Your love is going to wax cold. And when you get offended by anybody, if you've been offended at me or if anyone, all of a sudden you begin to draw back, and then betrayal begins to rise up within you like you've been betrayed. It's happened to me. And the Lord doesn't want us to live in that. And that's what he's highlighting this morning. I have no doubt about it. That verse about getting a new heart should fill us all with hope here this morning. Because it's all through the power of God, all through the power of the cross, all through the grace and mercy and the provision and the forgiveness and the restoration that Jesus offers to each and every one of us. God promises you and he promises me to give me a new heart. An unoffendable heart. I'm going to say it over and over. An unoffendable heart. Because my heart gets offended sometimes. And I want to say, no. Now here's the challenge that I wrote down to myself and to you. Possessing an unoffendable heart can no longer be an option. It has to be who you are. Because the days that are coming, the days that are here, if you allow your heart to be offended, it's going to increase. The age that we're living in, Jesus was so concerned, Matthew 24, one of my favorite chapters, about this issue, the end of the age and moving into the age to come, that people will fall away from their faith. Be offended at their families, their church families, their workplace, the school. Many will become offended, it says in Matthew 24. And listen to this, here it is. Shall betray one another and shall hate one another. And because of lawlessness, many people's love is going to wax cold. There are serious spiritual consequences when we allow ourselves to be offended. And he doesn't want that to happen to you. And he doesn't want that to happen to me. And he doesn't want me to put high expectations on people to fulfill things in my life. He wants to fulfill everything in my life. And he wants to fulfill everything in your life. I don't know if you have a detector of some sort that you can kind of, where does this fit on the radar of my life right now? I don't know if this even is resonating, but I just want to shout it out and say, be aware that I told you and that I'm going to keep telling you and telling myself, live without offense and live in the love of Jesus and make things right with him. Jesus said that offenses would ultimately cause wrong reactions, that we react wrongly in situations. Have you ever noticed that when you're offended or you've got something and you get into a situation, you react completely like you're angry, you got all this stuff, wrong reactions because of some sort of offense that's way down there that you haven't dealt with or you haven't given to him. Can I get any witness in here at all? Any? And you know that you react and you're going, what am I doing? And it's because down inside your heart's been hurt. And you haven't given it to Jesus. And you haven't allowed him to heal you. And you haven't forgiven. Listen to this Proverbs 18:19. It warns us. It says, a brother or a sister offended is harder to be won than a strong city. And contentions are like the bars of a citadel. A citadel is a fortress on a high mountain that's dominating a city. And it is saying that offense is harder than a citadel. Once it begins to take root in you, that even a strong citadel on a high mountain overlooking a city, controlling it, that offense is stronger than that citadel. Now that is some pretty brash, powerful words. Because once it takes root, it's there. And it takes the Holy Spirit to drive it out. The Word of God. It takes a willing heart. Now listen to Jeremiah 17:9. It says, the heart is more deceitful than all else and desperately sick. Who can understand it? Who can understand it? Well, that's the offended heart. I don't want you and I don't want myself to slip into the process of offense. I want us to be free. I want us to be living in a growth of growing spiritually and maturing in the ways of God and enduring. Find security in God. Do not find security in man. Just know that it enters in a stealth sort of way. Today, I believe that we ask God. I believe this is what was happening. We were asking God, show me where I need to change. Help me. Offense, and I'll close with this. If you're offended, if you have offense, guess what it's going to do? It's going to strike at your virtues. It's going to strike at the very virtue that God called you into. It will cause those virtues to decrease. Let's just say if you're a worshiper, if you have offense, it will strike at that virtue that God has given you to worship, and it will cause it to dissipate and fall by the wayside. Doesn't matter what it is. It's an invasion. Offense is an invasion of all that God called you to walk in and to be. So be careful. Be on alert. You usually don't trip over boulders. You usually trip over stones. And so they can be very small little offenses. So be aware. I mean, I love coming to church, rejoicing, praising, getting excited, encouraging each other. But then there's times to say, awake, 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 O sleeper, blow the trumpet in Zion. Know that the enemy is trying to diss you big time. Wake up, realize it, focus on what he's doing. Repent, get before the Lord, and let the love of Jesus pulverize the enemy's strategies. That's all you can do. Because nobody, it's great when we come together corporately and we sing and we're encouraged and we feel the Spirit. It's great to allow the Holy Spirit to just have its way and not just do song number one, song number two, song number three. Offering message, see you later, have a great day. We need the tenderizing of the Holy Ghost to move upon us here. Not to judge one another, but to love one another and let the Holy Spirit begin to watch what he wants to do in our midst as we say yes to him and we live in a place of having an unoffendable heart. That's what we have to be. We have to be that light to other people. We have to be that light to those that are sowing division and hatred and betrayal. We have to be that light. These words cut deep. Just know that offense is a barrier. And it's a barrier between you and God. And it's a barrier between you and your brother and your sister. And it's a barrier between you and your calling. So I want to encourage you this morning. Don't allow it to have its way. I could go on and on and on. Jeremiah 13, verse 14. I just want us to ask this as we close in prayer. Verse 13 says, O Lord, the hope of Israel, all who forsake you will be put to shame, and those who turn away on earth will be written down, because they've forsaken the fountain of living water, you, O Lord. And verse 14 says, Jeremiah says, heal me, O Lord, and I will be healed. Save me, and I will be saved, for you are my praise. Would you like to just stand for a moment? Let's pray. Lord, I know your word says, blessed is the man or the woman who trusts in the Lord. I thank you that many times you really bring a reality right in front of our hearts and our eyes. We do not want our heart to be deceitful and wicked. We want to be healed. And so we ask you, Jesus, heal us. And we will be healed. That you would be a praise in our lives day in and day out. Lord, I'm asking right now, touch every heart in this room. Let every offense fall by the wayside. Let us be able to ask you, forgive me for being so easily offended. Heal my heart. Heal my heart. Heal our hearts today. Grant us an unoffendable heart today. What needs to change, let it change and show us. That you are the only one that can fulfill everything within us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your men and women that are here today, this family of God. Thank you for them. Open up their hearts. Strengthen them this day. Let every offense be realized. And may it be driven out by the power of the Holy Spirit, the love of Jesus, and the sword of God. May it cut deep into every area. And no longer will we let offense hurt us or hurt one another. We say no to this invasion in the body of Christ, the invasion of offense. We say no in Jesus' holy name. You will not have your way. And brothers and sisters will begin to love each other, speak life into each other. Thank you for making us aware this day, this Sunday, that there is a great war around us going on. And that we can choose you. And we can live victorious. And we can live with an unoffendable heart. In Jesus' holy name. Amen and amen.